Okay, let's get into Trumos, Maseches Trumos, a new world, a new Masechta, Maseches Trumos. This gets us into the Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz for the next couple of Masechtos. And interesting, as we've been in Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's structure, which had Peah first, Brachas Peah Demai, Kilayim Shvius, Trumas Maisrus Matasheni, which is a little tricky, unusual why he put Demai there, because Demai has to do with Trumas and Maisrus, as we know. Tevel, that you're not sure if the Truma Gadola was, Trumas Maisr was taken off of it, so you would think that would go with Trumas and Maisrus, but he had a different order. But the Rambam flipped it around. The Rambam put it in the order that he thought. And as we have mentioned in the past, the Rambam starts off with Kilayim, because that doesn't really have to do with any of the other ones. He separated Kilayim and Shemitah. Kilayim is first and Shemitah is last. Right after Kilayim, he has Matnas Aniyim, which is all about what Peah was about, Lekat Shech and Peah, but he puts that right next to the other Matanas. The Rambam has Kilayim, then Matnas Aniyim, and then Trumas, Maisrus, Maisr Sheni, and Netta Ravai, and Bikurim, and then at the end, the Yeshmita, which we can understand the Rambam's structure in his list. But this Masechta is about Trumos. We know Trumos is about Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is given to the Kohen, as the Pasuk tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Reishis Degancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, V'Reishis Geiz Soncha, a different mitzvah, Reishis Ageiz, Titeinlo, give to the Kohen the first of your Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. We'll have to see what exactly is Chayav in Trumas and Maisrus Mita Raisa. Right, the first few minutes today will be introduction, but that machlok, as we've mentioned often, Rambam versus other Rishonim, the Rambam says that these are Lav Dafka. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar Lav Dafka, really all fruit are Chayav Daraisa, and vegetables are Chayav in Trumas Midarabanan. But Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim say that it has to only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Wheat and wine and oil are d'oraisa, and the others are d'rabbanan. Those are the ones that are mentioned in the pasuk. So that's Truma Gedola, as we know. This is also mentioned, also, if you remember, in Parshas Korach, right after Korach was complained about Aaron HaKohen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reiterated Aaron HaKohen's place in Judaism, and that's what we say also there, back in Korach. Kol chelav yitzar, v'kol chelav tirosh v'dagon, reishi sam, asher yitnu l'ashem l'chanesatim. Right, it goes to you, it goes to the Kohanim. So that's Truma Gedola. How much, and after Truma Gedola, besides Truma Gedola, I give Truma Gedola to the Kohen, I give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and then the Levi takes off from that Maaser Rishon, Trumas Maaser. And he gives a portion, a tenth of the tenth, to the Kohen. Maaser Rishon is one tenth, Trumas Maaser is one tenth of that, so a tenth of a tenth goes to the Kohen. Trumas Maaser has the same halacha as Truma for Yisrael and for a Kohen. There are some Rishonim that say even a Yisrael could take off the Trumas Maaser once he designates the Maaser Rishon, but we will get to that. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of A, the Hafrasha. There's a mitzvah of Hafrasha. And B, there's a mitzvah of Achila and Halachas of Achila that want us to eat it very carefully. The Rambam says there are eight. There are eight mitzvos that are going to be discussed in Hilchos Trumos. Number one, to be mafresh Truma Gedola. Number two, to be mafresh Trumas Maaser. Number three, not to go out of order in any of these Seder HaHafrashas. That's a separate mitzvah. B'le'aschav edimachalos acher. Shelo yaktim Trumas Maaser zela zel. Yafresh ala Seder in order. Number four, that a Zor does not eat Truma. Isser daraisa. Number five, shelo yochal afilu toshav kohen oschiro truma. A toshav and a sachir, right? Somebody who lives with a kohen does not eat truma, right? Only his family, as we'll get to. Number six, an arel can't eat truma, even if he's a kohen. Number seven, a kohen tamei can't eat truma. And number eight, a chalala, someone who lost their kahuna, cannot eat truma or karbanas. Those are the eight that are spoken about here in Hilchos Trumos. So again, there's the Hafrasha and there's the Achila. Just, again, a couple of, we're going to come back to all of these, Be'ez Hashem, throughout this Masechta, which is the longest, I think, Masechta in Zerayim, right? It's 107 or so Dafim. Says that, but the Hafrasha is, number one, there's a mitzvah to be Mafresh Truma. What if I don't want to eat? Do I have to still be Mafresh? I have no interest in eating, but I have fruit growing. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh, a mitzvah chiyuvis, even if I have no plans to eat it? So this is quoted as a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Taz, in the beginning of Yerodea, in Hilchos Shechita, the Taz in Aleph Yud Zayin in Yerodea, the Taz seems to say, yes, it is a mitzvah even if I have no plans to eat it. I have a chiyuv to be mafresh, says the Taz. Let me just find a line. Unlike Unlike a case of shechita, where there's no mitzvah of shechita unless you want to eat from the animal, but here says the Taz, "De b'shechita near a time oda acher mevarach." Talking about the hilchas brachas, which we're not going to get into now. "De berachas shechita ena baal shechita atzma de ha'ein chiyav l'shechita meina rotzel echol." Shechita, there's no mitzvah to shecht if you have no interest in eating it. Ela ikra kavana lasi shevach l'makom baruch hu she'asah lanu achilas basar b'lo shechita. The bircha shechita is a bircha shevach and not related as much to the specific maisa. Ubaze avadek kol yisrael shayach ba'usar bracha. That's why he says for hilchas brachas, it could be that someone else can make the bracha and you could do the shechita because everybody has an isser. Ela she makom levarach shevach ze ela b'shas shechita shum behema. Dugma ledaver, and he quotes the bracha of lach niso by Ibris. Aval b'hafrashas truma, says the Taz, havi ikar habracha al mitzvahs hafrasha. Lo al isser achilas tevel. The mitzvah, the bracha is on the hafrasha, not on the isser of tevel. Shaharei, here's the line, mitzvahs hafrasha chiyuv alav afilu im eino rotze lechom in atfua adayin. There's a mitzvah of afrashat, mechuyev, even if you don't want to eat from the tvua yet. Wow. Im kein havi mitzvah zos kishar mitzvahs. This is like any other mitzvah shebegufo chiyev that you have to do. V'kivan shein hu chiyev begufo lasukein efshar, you can do it by a shliach, v'chulu. But that's the Taz's lashon. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right there on the spot, says, I don't know what he's talking about. Lo matzasi zeh, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Tibipshuto, hu rak shirot zelach lo asar ashiyev for shuma. I think this is just like shchita. Just like shechita, there's no mitzvah to shecht unless you want to eat the animal. There's no mitzvah to take off shumas and maisrus unless you're planning to eat it. Ubimogin Avram, reish simin ches, chaslev kein linyin chala, vachanami v'truma. Says Rav Akiva Eiger, look about chala. Chala is a separate mesechta, but look at the Mogin Avram about chala in Hilchas Arachayim. And I think the same thing is by truma. So first of all, he's already alluding to the fact that maybe you can be machalik between challah and truma, but let's assume not. He says, look in the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Arachayim. All the way to the beginning of Arachayim. Hilchas tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch says, you put on your tzitzis and you make the bracha standing up. Like all birchas ha-mitzvahs, we make the bracha standing up. Says the Magen Avram. Pirish ha-bracha. The bracha has to be standing up. I can put on the tzitzis sitting down. Mitzvahs I can do sitting down. Birchas ha-mitzvah, the special din is to stand up. Vitzarachi, and ask the Magen Avram, why do you have to stand up? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Chala, which is also quoted in Yaradeya Shin Chav Ches, that you're allowed to make the Birchas Chala, Lahafresh Chala, sitting down? Right, it talks about there, if a person's not wearing clothes, can make the bracha sitting down, a man, a woman. So the Magen Avram says, no, you can make the bracha of Hafreshes Chala sitting down for a different reason. Why? To Hafreshes Chala ina mitzvah kol kach. De'eno osa elo l'sakein ma'achalo dumya d'shchita. Says the Magen Avraham, you know why you could sit down by the brach of Afreshes Chala and not by like tzitzis? Because Afreshes Chala is what we might just call, it's a matir, right? It's not a mitzvah kolkach. It's just to fixing your food. If you don't want to have bread ever, then there's no mitzvah of Afreshah. Says the Magen Avraham, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Magen Avraham, the Taz, seems to have a machlokas. The Taz says, Beferish by Afreshes Truma, the Zachiv, even if you don't have any plans to eat yet. While the Magen Avraham quotes, by Afreshes Chala, no, there's no such mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger leans towards the Magen Avraham. I don't know where does he get this from? The Minchas Chinuch quotes this machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham in mitzvah Reish Pei Dalid, on the mitzvah of the Isser of eating Tevel. Remember, Tevel is untithed produce. You didn't take off Chumas and Maestros from it yet. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Pei Dalid says that, look, I found a Rashi in Gein Mem Zayin that says, Beferish, the mitzvah Hafreshes Maestros, Lav mitzvah Derami Alehu, Rak Mishum de Tavil, V'asr Lav Achila. So you found a Rashi as Beferish like the Magen Avraham. So you don't even need a Magen Avraham. You have a Rashi. Rashi in Gein Daf Mem Zayin, Amid Beis, that supports the Magen Avraham and the against the Taz. And he says, Hare deloka devriya Taz, shekasa dika bracha mitzvah afrasha, v'lo al isra achila tevel v'truma umayser kechada ninhu. So that is in terms of that. How much do you have to take off for truma? So we call everything tithes, which is a tenth. But that's meiser. Meiser is a tenth, and truma's meiser is a tenth of that. But truma, mida araisa, has no shear. Truma has no shir mi daraisa. The language of the Gemara is chita achas poteres esakri. One little grain is good enough. Chita achas poteres esakri. So that sounds like, okay, that's what you take off for, that makes it not tevel, that's the mitzvah of truma. But says the Tosfos Rid, one of the Balei HaTosfos in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches, the Noda B'Yehuda says the exact same chiddush, and he says nobody has ever said this before in the history of Torah. And guess what? Somebody did. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid. That's something that not even the Magen, the Noda Behuda, he knew Kolat Rakulas. He could say that. Nothing, what he meant to say was nobody whose works are extinct at this time said it. Because we found the Tosfos Rid after, and we found the Maharam Chalava after, who said the same idea. But what's the idea? The language, be medayik in the language of Chazal. Chita achas poteres esakri. One chita gets rid of the isser of tevel, but you do not fulfill the mitzvah of giving truma with one tiny little grain, one tiny little seed. That's a mitzvah of nesina. No, nesina's truma. Your mafresh and nesina to a kohen. You need something chashuv. One tiny seed is the mitzvah of nesina's truma. No, that makes your field not tevel anymore, but you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of nesina. That's what the Tosfos Rid says in Kiddushas Daf Nun Ches. Avo pishe mitzvaso bekach. We'll start off with the beginning. He says, "Chidach b'teres esakri." Ra'isi makshim va'titein loksiv. It says titein. How can you say one chita works? Upi'idan k'dei nesina, right? Which is more. So he says, "V'nirali the tari." It's the bevada mitzvah litein lo davar chashuv. It's surely a mitzvah to give a davar chashuv. That's true. But the point is that avamisha mitzvah so bakach to give more im eino rotze l'kaya mitzvah zu v'tarim chita achas mikol akri nitkan. If you don't want to do the mitzvah of giving truma, you just want to fix your kri to make it not tevel anymore, you can take off a tiny seed. V'yatzimi de tivlo, ela shalo kiyeh mitzvahs nesina. You didn't do the mitzvah of nesina, but you could eat. You could eat. Let's say you really love your stuff and you don't want to do this. I'll do other mitzvahs, not this one. Okay, so that's the Noda Behuda, that's the Tosfos Rid, and the Noda Behuda says the same idea in Yeredeya, Tinyana, Simin, Reish, Aleph. Yeshli lomar bezeh davar chadash, lo kadmani bazeh, shum mefaresh oposek. Nobody's ever said this before. It's a big chiddush to say there's a chiluk between Nesina and the tikkun of the kli, of the kri. So that's a chiddush, but he's medayik it in the language of Chazal. Okay, that's in terms of the minimum. How much the minimum? So either chita achas or kedei nesina, a certain amount. Is there a maximum? What if I want to give my whole field truma? Am I allowed to do that? No. I can't give my whole field truma. Can't give my whole field truma. Just like you can't make your whole week Shabbos. Right? You can't make your whole field truma. How much are you allowed to give? So that we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin. 3 different days. Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah is going to tell us 3 different days. We paskin as long as there's anything left. As long as there's anything left. Right, some say, Rabbi Eliezer says you could give 1/10, right, not more. Rabbi Shmuel says you could give half. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva say, you just gotta have a little bit left. Shi'areha nikarin. And that's what we paskin. We just have a little bit left. That's the maximum. That's the maximum. And there are many other halachas of Afreshes Truma that we'll have to talk about. You have to give from the same type. Mimin al oso hamin. You have to give a certain quality. You can't give bad stuff. You're not supposed to give tamei for tahar and tahar for tamei. As we will see reasons why. Min hamukaf. Right? You want to give with, right next to what you're taken off from. You have to give yours. Can't give somebody else's. And you make a bracha. You make a bracha by Afrasha's truma. So all of those are related to the Afrasha. Then there's the mitzvah of Achilas truma. Now, you see, there's a lot to talk about here. That's why it's 100 daf. Right? Achilas truma. So it's for the eat truma. A kohen could eat truma. A kohen's wife could eat truma. A kohen's children could eat truma. A kohen's avadim could eat truma. A kohen's animals could be fed truma. Animal fodder. But it can't give food that's good for a human. But that's halacha, a kohen. A zar, a non-kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. If a zar eats truma, b'meizid, that's misa b'dei shamayim. If there are edim, they'll get malchus. Right? If there are no edim, so then you have to pay the kohen back. You can't get malchus and mamon. As we know, kim le'bedrabaminei, you can't get the risha, or at least risha achas ato machayvo, only one punishment. But a kohen, though, is allowed to enjoy it. A kohen could eat it, a kohen could drink it, a kohen could smear with it, achilash diasicha. A Yisrael could get hanah from truma, as long as it's not being destroyed through the, right, a Yisrael could smell truma. But that's eating, that's hafrasha and achila. Bizman hazeh, we assume that truma is derabanan. We assume truma is derabanan, that's what Rov Rishonim assume. The Rambam, Ravid, Rashba, right, all truma is derabanan, bizman hazeh. But that is also something that we've spoken about already the past couple of mesechtas in terms of the status of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Azed, Durabanan, Doraisa. Okay, so this takes us a little bit into the sugyas that we're going to talk about over the next couple of months, Be'ezras Hashem, and now we start the parak. So now we start the first parak. The first parak is Chamisha Lo Yitromu. Chamisha Lo Yitromu. Interesting. We start off the mesechta with people who can't be Torahim. right? You would think that, you know, it's sometimes unusual. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Talmud Torah with people who are potter from the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's how he starts off. What an unusual way to start off. Tell us who's chayiv in Talmud Torah. But here, the Mishnah assumes that if you're the owner, you can be ma'afer truma. So could have said it in the positive, but no. Chamisha lo yitruma. The five following people cannot be ma'afer truma, even if they own truma, right? If it's, as we'll see, if it's not yours, that's separately. V'im tarmo ain't truma son truma. And even b'di'eved, their truma is not truma, and therefore, as the Rasilio, we have the same afarshim on the page that we're used to. Right, way back in Brachos, we had the Charedim on the page. But we don't have the Charedim on too many Masechtos. But here we have the same Mefarshim, the Marafolta, the Pnei Moshe, the Rasilio on the bottom. So the Rasilio says here, what does it mean, Ein Truma Aser Truma? It's still Tevel. A Yisrael can't eat it, and a Kohen can't eat it. It's not Truma at all. Va'asira bein lekohanim bein lazarim. V'im kidesh bayinim ukudashes, and if you try to marry a woman with it, it's Aser Bana. Afilu midrabanan mitam Tevel. So the following people cannot take off truma even if they tried. Hacheresh, which the Gemara Mishnah is going to say means a deaf mute, a cheresh. Vahashota, someone who is mentally incapacitated, so a shota. Vahakatan, a child. The Tanakhama holds any child, right? Even it sounds like even if I make my child a shliach, a child is not included in shlichus. A child cannot be mafresh truma. And we'll see two other days later on the Mishnah that say, not so clear, that all children are excluded. V'atorim esheno shelo. And somebody tries to be toreim something that's not his. I want to do a surprise for you. I want you to come home to be able to enjoy your stuff. So I'm going to go be mafresh for you. Not allowed to do that. You can't be toreim esheno shelo. Because this is a chalos. This is a hafrasha that you are doing on his behalf, but it's not a total schus. You can't do it if it's not yours. Well, we'll see. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. But that is number four. The Gemara says elsewhere in the Bavli in Nedarim, if I want to be mafresh truma from my own stuff to cover your stuff, that works. That's what's called Tori Mishelo al Shel Chavero. Mishelo al Shel Chavero. Our fields are next to each other. So it's right near. We have trees right next to each other, but we have the border of our fields going in between. So you know what? I'm going to take off apples. I'm going to take off your apples too. And then I'm going to take off truma from my apples, and I'm going to have in mind yours. So all of your stuff is going to be misukan, right? The opposite of tevel. It's going to be done. So it's all good. So that you could do. Mishelo al shel chavero. Our Mishnah is saying you can't do mishel chavero al shel chavero. Mishelo, you can't take your friend's stuff and be mafresh for him. But you can be mafresh from your own stuff. Interesting. The Rashba in Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav, where this Gemara comes up. The Rashba in Nedarim wonders. The Gemara asks there. In this case, the Maskan is that it works. Tori Mishelo al Shel Chavero. The Gemara asks, Sarech Daas Olo. Do you need the guy's Daas if you're doing it for him or not? Mi Amrina Kibud Deschusu Lolot. Do you say, well, it's Zachin LaAdam? You're being Zoche on his behalf. So you know why would you need his Daas? So ask the Rashba. Kashuli. V'ashlichus lav bidin denichale o lo nichale. El exeris akasavi. Shlichus is exeris akasav. Not just that, would I appreciate it or not. Sometimes if you have to do shlichus, you need a minui shlichus. Right? So if you need a minui shlichus, so what is it? What do you mean that? Is it nicha to him? You need shlichus. Answers the Rashba, no. Detore mishalo al shal chaveiro shiny. If I'm taking from my stuff for you, you don't need shlichus. You know when I need shlichus? If I'm taking your stuff for your stuff, then you need to make me a shliach for me to do that. But if I'm taking my stuff from your stuff, that's zachal adam shlobafanav. Kivan sheino bal shel balakri lo bin shlichus mamish. You don't need shlichus. Vein adavar tali ela zchusulo v'zachal adam shlobafanav. Olav zchusulo de mitzvah denafshe adiflei because he'd rather do the mitzvah himself. This Rashba was made famous by the Ksos. The Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel. And Sif Katan Ches, where the Ksos coined the phrase, Zachin la Adam Shalobafanav, but not Zachin me Adam Shalobafanav. Because the Rashba here says that if I'm taking it from my stuff for you, that's Zachin la Adam Shalobafanav. I don't need your Das. But if I'm taking it from you, for you, Zachia doesn't work. Right? There you need Shlichus. Why doesn't Zachia work? Because that's Zachin me Adam Shalobafanav. I'm giving you a Schus, but I'm taking your stuff for that Schus. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. I can do Zachin La Adam. If you're getting it totally, then it works. But you can't do Zachin Me Adam Shalobafanav. That's the Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel, and therefore the Ksos there, he says, I'm offer tachas ragle harama, I'm a nothing, I'm dirt, but I have to argue on the Rama. Because the Rama quotes the Trumas Hadeshin. It's not just a Rama, it's a Trumas Hadeshin, who says, in this case, the Mishareses says, there's a woman who baked challah, and it's rising, and she goes out. And her Mishareses, the woman is in the servant is in the house, and the Baal HaSabayis is not around. And whatever the case is, she's got to bake the challahs right now, or else they're going to get ruined. If I don't put the challahs into the oven right now, they're going to get ruined. And they didn't take off challah yet. So, is she allowed to take off challah? Because if she doesn't take off challah, then it's just going to be ruined. Says the Shumas HaDesh, and says the Ramah, yeah, Zachal Adam. Zachal Adam. They're going to be ruined. So just take off a little piece of challah for the Kohen, and then put the rest in the oven. So, I don't know about the case, because with the Eved, you could do that for Ashi even afterwards. But either way, that's the Ramah. And the Kso says, I'm sorry, I disagree. That's not Zachin. You can't do that. Zachin Mei Adam, he quotes from this Rashba. Right? No, you can only do Zachin La Adam, not Zachin Mei Adam. You can't take something from the person, right, for the person. So, that's why he argues there on that Ramah in the name of the Trumas Hadeshah. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, what's number five? So we did four. Chere shota katan, eno shalo, five. Nachri shadarma shal yisrael afila brishus, a guy. A guy can't be mafresh for me. If a guy has his own stuff, we'll see later, he can be. But he can't be mafresh for me. Ain't shumas and shumma in all those cases with the Yevon. Chere shemadabar, eno shameya, lo yitrom. What if you have a cheresh that's only deaf but not mute? Lo yitrom lechadchila, he should not be mafresh. Why? Because he can't hear the bracha that he is saying. And lechadchila, we need hashma la'aznav. V'im taram chumas l'chuma. But if somebody is only deaf, not a deaf mute, so then he can't, bidi eved, his hafrasha is a hafrasha. Bidi eved. Cheresh, yedibru chachamim, b'chol makam, because the cheresh that we were talking about earlier in the Mishnah, and that Chazal always means, she'ein alosha me'ev alo medaber. The cheresh that Chazal always talk about is both. They can't talk, and they can't speak, a deaf mute. Period. Katan shlohevish de sairos. A katan, so now we're getting to a katan. What if a katan is 13 years old, but it just didn't bring physical maturity, shnei sairos? So, says the Tanakhama had said, all katanim are out. Rebbe, but here we have two other days. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, chumaso chuma. Right, Rebbe Yehuda says, if there's a katan that has das, then it works. Chumaso chuma. Right, Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky. Call katan v'mashma v'yafilu shlo yigiel on his nedarim. Any age katan. Rabbi Yehuda says if he has das, he can be mafresh. Rather, Marafolda says b'di'evad, not lechadchila, but b'di'evad, the katan could do it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Rabbi Yossi says a year early. If it's before 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl, ain't shumas or truma. I'll give it to you for the year before. So the Tanakhama says, no tanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, any katan, as long as he has das, right? And Rabbi Yossi says, a year before. What's called onas hanedarim. The year before when we start checking out the nedarim of the child, whether he knew what he was talking about or not. When it comes to the issue of Shtei Cyrus, we've mentioned in the past, but it's always good to review, the Chazaka de Rabbah that Rabbah says in Maseches Nida is, if a boy is 13 years old, if a girl is 12 years old, you're allowed to assume that they have physical maturity, that they have two hairs. You're allowed to assume, that's the Chazaka de Rabbah, that Chazaka sheyesh simanim. If there are shanim, then you can assume there are simanim. So do we rely on that? So the post can say we rely on that for dinim de rabbanan and not for dinim de oraisa. So a child who's 13 years old and we're not sure if he has a full beard, okay, then you could assume that. But what if he's not? Average 13-year-old, you have no idea. He can't blow shofar. He can't blow shofar for the tzibur. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. He pashas can't lay pashas zohar. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But he can lay the whole parasha, kriyas haTorah is derabanan. He could be the chazan, that's a din derabanan. He could be a mezamein, that's a din derabanan. All derabanan, you know, see, kiddush Friday night, that's a little tricky. That's a little tricky, because were you yotzei in shul, and now you only have a derabanan left, or Chazal told you this is how you have to understand, fulfill it. So I would not, have a katan be motzi, at least on Friday night. Shabbos morning is for sure Durabanan, but Shabbos Friday night, it could still be Daraisa, so therefore not a good idea. But Chazaka Durabba, we could assume that he's a child, that he has physical maturity, he's a gadol for Durabanans, but not for Daraisas. Okay. So we continue the first Gemara here in Meseches Trumas Yerushalmi. Chamisha lo Yitroma v'chulu. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shama l'kulam minhacha. Rabbi Bar Nachman learned out all of these exclusions from the following pasuk. This following pasuk has nothing to do with Truma, but he uses the word Truma by the Mishkan. So we compare that Truma to this Truma. Da'abreel b'nei Yisrael v'yichali Truma. So it says b'nei Yisrael, prat l'goy, that excludes goy. Me'ez kol ish, prat l'katan. Ish, the word ish, excludes katan. Asher yidvenu libo, his heart was moved to donate. So that means not only his heart, but his mind. Prala cheresh vas ulashota, and that excludes cheresh and shota. Some point out you could have excluded katan from there, maybe. Right? So why do you need a separate pasuk for katan? Okay. Either way, that's the limudim. And then we continue. Vizos hatrum asher tichu meitam, and the next pasuk in Parshas Truma. This is the truma that you shall take from them. Meitam. Prat latorim esheinu shalo. From them sounds like from their own stuff. From their own stuff, right? The top marafolda. Mashma osam shatarma mishalahem. Right? So those are the five limudim. The five limudim all learned out from the psukim at the beginning of Parshas Truma, which, if you remember, have nothing to do with the mitzvah of Truma, but it's the same word, so we compare. Says the Gemara, a fascinating question. V'yochiach maisa shalem amachshav asan. You're telling me that at least some of these people, a shota or a katan, right? They don't have das, and therefore their hafrash is excluded. But why don't we say the fact that they did the physical act shows that they do know what they're talking about, and they do have das? Let their maisa be mochiach on their machshava, right? Why don't we say that? The tanin and tamah, because we learned elsewhere. The Gemara is going to quote two mishnayos in machshirin. Machshirin. Remember the rule for machshirin. Machshirin is for food to become tameh, it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids. Yad shachadam. One of the seven liquids it has to become wet with. Yayin dvash, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, mayim. Right? Yad shachadam. The seven liquids, that's a mishnah at the end of machshirin. But there's also another requirement. It has to become wet. Two other requirements. After it's detached, right? After it's detached from the ground. And it has to be l'ratzon of the owner. The owner has to be happy that it got wet. If the owner's not happy that it got wet, it doesn't count, even if it got wet. So the Mishnah says there in Machshirin in the sixth parak, Hamala Peros, our Gemara quotes the second half of the Mishnah. So we have to learn the first half of the Mishnah though. Hamala Peros of Lagag Marei Aknima. I put fruit on the roof because it's like, it's got some worms in there and it got some bugs. I want to put it on the roof so the sun will draw out the bugs or the worms somehow. The Yardalam Tal, but it got dew rained on them on top. It got dew on it, so it got wet. But I was not interested in the dew. I just wanted it to dry out. Einam b'chiyutan. That's not called hukshar yet. But v'im neskabin l'kaf. What if I also had it? I wanted it to get dried out, but I also don't mind the dew. I wanted it to get wet. Harizeh b'chiyutan. So then we say that is b'chiyutan. That is, if I'm also wanting to get wet, so then that is called ratzon. And now we have the second half of the Mishnah quoted in our Gemara. Helu cherishot v'katan. What if a cherishot v'katan brought it to the roof? Even if the cheresh of the katan thought he wanted it to get wet, that doesn't count. Even though it counts for the balabai, it doesn't count for the cheresh of the katan. Because these people could have a maisa, but we don't trust their machshava. Ezu maisa shalem. So what would be a maisa that we would trust? What would be a maisa in this case that we would say, oh, okay, now if the tal goes on it, Rav Chuna Amar b'tafus behein b'tal. If I'm holding them, if the cheresh of the katan is holding them in the air so that the dew gets it wet, so that would be a maisa. But what do you see from there? That a maisa of a cheresh of the katan has significance, and maybe it can be mochiach on their machshava. One example, v'tanin etaman. And we also have another example. If you go back an earlier Mishnah Machshirin in Paragimel Halach Mishnah Ches, Pegel Mishnah Ches. I want my animal to go get a drink in the, I wanted my cow to go get a drink in the river. So I bring it down to the river. So the Mishnah says, Hamayim ha'olim b'fiha. When my cow leans down, he gets water on the outside of his mouth, besides what he drinks. So the water, I'm happy that he has that water on the outside of his mouth, because I want him to take a drink. And when a cow drinks, he also gets water outside of his mouth. So if that water eventually touches food, so then that's b'chiyutan. That's b'chiyutan. But what about the water on the feet of the animal? The cow has to go into the water. I'm not interested. He gets muddy, dirty. So, uberagleha eina b'chiyutan. But if I want his feet to get clean also, somehow with the water, im chishav she yudchu ragleha, so then, af holim b'ragleha b'chiyutan, then the Mishnah says, then it's b'chiyutan, I'm happy about it. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah adds, now our Gemara, Horida Chereshot V'Katam. But what if the Chereshot V'Katam brought the animal down into the water? Even if the Chereshot also had in mind to get the feet clean, Eino B'Chiyutam, that doesn't count. Sheish Be'am Maisa Ve'im Be'am Machshava. Because again, we don't trust their Machshava, that they thought they wanted to get it clean, only their Maisa. They's a Maisa Shalahen. So what is their Maisa? If they're rubbing the animal's feet to get clean in the water, that shows, So you see from both of these Mishayas that if the Chereshot V'Katan actually did a Maisa, then it is significant. So ask the Gemara again, reiterating its question. So here too, why don't you say when the Chereshot V'Katan is Mafrish, so that's a real Afrasha, right? Why don't you say that Maisa is Mochiach on their Machshava? Answers the Gemara, Shum is different. Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Zeir, B'Shem, Rabbanan, V'nechshav lachem Shumaschem. The word that's used by Truma is V'nechshav. V'nechshav means from the word Machshava. So what is that being Merames? So the Gemara has a drasha. Eshakasav bo Machshava, where the Torah, in a context where the Torah uses the word Machshava, Ein Maisa Shalom Ochiecha Machshavasan. If it says Machshava, it's got to be a real Machshava. And the Chereshot V'Katan's Machshava are not significant. Their Maisa sometimes shows something, but if it's a context which says Machshava, you need actual Machshava. And that's by Truma. If it doesn't say Machshava, like by the other cases, by Hechsher, it doesn't say Machshava Beferish, Maisa Shalom Ochiecha Machshava. So that's the rule. So V'Kan, so here by Truma, since it says V'Nechshav Lachem, Ein Maisa Shalom Ochiecha Machshava. So then the Maisa is not Mochiecha Machshava. And again, this might reflect, it's not just a word game. It's just that by Hafrasha, Machshava is an inherent part of the definition of Hafrasha, it's Trumas or Maisras. Machshav is part of the definition. By Hechsher, it's more just about the physical act of getting wet. So it's more focused with the Tnai of Ratzon, but it's not part of the definition of what's going on. So that might be a difference between the two. Okay, we'll have to stop here before we get into Get, in terms of Machshava and Maisa. Baruch Hashem, we've had a Haschala on the first daf here in Maseches Trumas, as we have, Baruch Hashem, another 106 dafim to go. Okay, we'll stop here.